Tell me about the kind of changes you made to the house.
You know, you never realize the problems disabled people have until it affects your own family. Nowadays, most public buildings have ramps so that people in wheelchairs can get in, and buses have lifts so that people with disabilities can get on and off. But just imagine the problems Paul would have in your house. We needed wide halls so that he could move from one room to another, and we needed a big bathroom so that he could be as independent as possible. We had to change a lot.
Where did you start?
The electrical system. Rudy completely rewired the house so that Paul could turn on and off the lights and plug in appliances. We had to redo the whole house so that Paul could reach things and do what he wanted.
What are you working on now?
We've just finished redoing the kitchen so that Paul can do a little cooking. Now we're converting the garage into a workshop so that he can make some money fixing appliances.
How do you plan to spend the $50,000 prize?
We're hoping to start our own construction business so that we can do conversions for people with disabilities.